Welcome to Kylie Says It's About to Get Real. I chose the name of this podcast after most of my friends would say, shit Kylie says, after I'd share a deep thought or perspective on something that always ended in more conversations. I started this podcast out of a period of spiritual curiosity that caused me to do deep dives into manifestation, meditation, and mindset and perception work that had me exploring things like angel numbers, life path numbers, human design, mediumship, Akashic records researching, and more, all while overcoming a traumatic eating disorder and trying to thrive as a postpartum mom of two while building my corporate career. This show is a mix of guest interviews and my take on life, love, friendship, and all of the topics that I find interesting. Here, we talk to experts, authors, entrepreneurs, and more. If you're looking for a show to get you out of your rut, you found it. Welcome to Kylie Says. I'm your host, Kylie, and I promise to entertain you, give it to you straight, be real with you, and have some fun along the way. Happy end of 2024. We are almost in 2025. And I put out an episode last year that I'm going to link in the show notes called, actually, was this last year? Well, it was technically almost 2 years ago now, but it was about intentions and why I'm ditching resolutions altogether. And that episode looks into why New Year's resolutions can be really harmful for anyone that has any sort of negative body image or has body dysmorphia or is in active recovery from an eating disorder. And the reason that I said that at the time is because I think that the diet industry pushes messages so hard around January being your time to get fit. Sober January, stop drinking, you'll lose weight, you'll slim down, etc. And so much of those messages are also around like pushing supplements. And also it's a time where influencers kind of push this idea that now is like the time to really get started. And in order for you to reach your goals for 2025, let's focus on those body goals. And I think some of these messages have frankly changed a little bit over the last year because I think that we've transitioned a little bit to a period of it is okay to take your time to get where you need to be as long as you're doing it in the right way to a degree. And I feel like online I see a lot more positivity these days around this idea of focusing on wellness. And I think that that can be a healthy thing to say, I genuinely want to do better for myself and I want to be more well, and here are the steps I'm going to take to get there and get a plan organized and get yourself ready to kick off and feel confident. I think there's a difference when it comes to setting goals and figuring out some priorities that you want for yourself around your health. And then I think there's harm in trying to say that the only time that I can get thin is if I do all these things and cut all of these things out, which can be dangerous to your overall mental health. So on that note, you can listen to that episode in the show notes. It was a popular episode at the time when I released it, and I think that that's because it was a new way of thinking about setting goals for yourself for the new year. So on that note, we're looking into 2025. 2024 has been a crazy year, and I was listening to the Mel Robbins podcast, and I'll drop a link in the show notes from the podcast I was listening to in particular. It was actually the very first time that I'd listened to her podcast, and one of the very first things that she said about how she recaps her year is this idea of doing an audit of your year. And I immediately fell in love with that. I'm someone who works in and with data. And when I first became a mom, I was data driven about every single thing I could possibly be data driven about. How many times did she eat? How many minutes did she eat for? On which side? How many diapers did we have? Like, those sorts of stats were really interesting to me. And so I love the idea of utilizing your own data to help you take some sort of recognition on how your year went. So part of what she recommended, and I'm kind of giving this a little bit of my own twist, but as you think about 2024, one thing that really resonated with me from Mel's podcast episode was this idea of how are you going to look ahead if you don't take time to be present and look at what happened and look at the past. And she didn't mean it in the sense of let's look at all the things that maybe didn't go right, because it's often that by the time we get to the end of the year, we think, did I do all those things I wanted to do? Which is why January often becomes this moment of like, let's step into high gear before reality hits again. But one thing that I loved about this is that she recommended that you go through your camera roll in your phone, because these days our phones literally are the catalogs of our lives in the coolest way possible. And where we used to have scrapbooks before, and we used to kind of build things based on the photos that we actually had to print out from the store, now we have this super easy way to take a look month by month at what were the things that stood out for us in the beginning of the year. So I would highly recommend that every single person listening to this podcast starts going through their camera roll and jotting down what were the standouts slash highlights of your year. It doesn't have to be per month. It can. You might end up having so many per month that you're like, wow, January was an awesome month. We did all these things. Or like, from May to June, we did not take many photos. Like, I think we were locked in, working hard. Life had caught up with us around that time. So maybe that's when we need to start planning a vacation for this year. Knowing that that seems to be a trend, like, let's look into how we can do something with that. Let's look into how we can do something with our kids in the summertime before school starts again. Like, if I just look back at some of the highlights from my year, some of the things that I noticed were we spent a lot of time with family, and that was one of our goals from the year prior, was let's spend more time with our family. We also did a ton of awesome trips with my parents. We went to Kauai, we went to Disneyland, we went to wine country. Sorry, my son is screaming at me from downstairs because he wants pasta. But it showed me that we did a really good job of keeping one of those vows that we had for ourselves about sticking to spending time together with our families. So that's something that we want to do again this year. And then also we had big moments like my daughter starting kindergarten. Like, oh, that is a huge moment in time. And one that I think is going to be something I look back on so happy about in 2024, thinking like, I can't believe that moment happened. My daughter cut her hair for the very first time that was all the way down to her booty, and she cut it all the way above her shoulders. So there are moments like that that are total highs and highlights from this last year. And some of those moments you would totally just overpass if you didn't take time to go and look back. So this audit is meant to be more of a catalog of all of those awesome moments that happened for you throughout the entire year. So go through month by month and make that list and write it down. What were those highlights? And then after that, identify the trends. What things stood out to you? Did you have a ton of activity in December, but you remember being so sick that it was not ideal because that's the month that's closest to you right now that you likely have the best memory of? Okay, so now we know going into next year, we need to take care of ourselves in November, travel less in November, because December, we were wiped out. Or it can be something as simple as, oh my gosh, we got that dream XYZ that we wanted so bad. I almost forgot about it because we had so many other things happening. And so take a look at the trends that are starting to crop up in your life over the past calendar year and use it as an example for you and as an opportunity for you to set a boundary. As you look at some of those photos, what are some things that crop up for you? Man, I was going out a little bit too much. I had a great old time, but I ended up feeling a little bit more lonely than I was hoping that I might feel because I was hungover so many days and then I started feeling depressed, which honestly is gonna happen to you if you're going out all the time. And if you are going out all the time, that's also something for you to then take a look at and say, like, why am I doing this outside of having fun? Because Lord knows your girl likes to have fun. But that's something that will give you an opportunity to set a boundary. Next year, I will be more mindful of saying no when I really don't want to go out and I really don't want to wake up feeling hungover the next day. Simple, boundary. People respect boundaries. People don't respect people that they can just push over by saying, oh, come on. No one likes a pushover. Sorry. If that happens to be you, then you need to cut the attitude out, because if you stand for nothing, you stand for nothing. And everyone will know that about you. And that is not good. You definitely don't want to be the girl, especially the millennial girl, who all the other girls think that they can just boss around or push around because you have no boundaries for yourself. It's great to be the, like, a good time girl. Shout out Heather Gay. But it's also great to be the girl that respects herself, that says no when she means no, that doesn't do things that she doesn't want to do, and sets boundaries and sets some sort of a semblance of, this is where my threshold is, take it or leave it. And I guarantee you, you will feel so much better about yourself. So look back at your audit and see what's a boundary that you can set. Then look at what happened and give yourself a stretch goal. What's something that you started doing last year, but you didn't totally feel like you got to finish it necessarily, or you were just in the throes of it? Maybe it's meditating every day. And give yourself a goal of doing that thing for 5 minutes a day, or 5 minutes literally a week if you're like, I can't do 5 minutes a day, even though you can. What is that thing? that might be kind of hard. I don't know. I feel like I did most of the things pretty well. Find something. Find something that you want to do 5 more minutes a day that you started last year or that you said you were going to start last year, and use this as an opportunity to get yourself moving on something that will make you feel better about yourself. Because at the end of the day, when we think about New Year's resolutions, or when we think about setting goals, or when we think about manifesting, the reason that we want to do all those things is because we want to feel better. We want to feel good. We want to feel happy. We want to feel successful. We want to feel accomplished. And I don't know about my other type A's, but we love checking things off a list. We love making a list. So if you love making a list, then why are you not making a list about all of the things that you want to manifest for yourself in the next year? I also heard this really awesome idea about writing yourself a note, printing it out, or just writing it on actual paper so that you can just rip out the pages, putting them in an envelope and hiding it somewhere that you can read the next year. So give yourself a note and an email or something that you won't forget about where it is. Maybe set an alarm on your phone for the 31st next year with part of the note of that calendar invite that says where you hid that note. And write the note in the past tense as if all of those things that you're writing about have already happened for you. I can't believe 2025 brought all of these amazing things, like, and go into detail. It was so amazing spending more time with, go into who you want to spend more time with. It was so amazing watching my kids accomplish blank. What are some of those things that would just be above and beyond the most fun things that you could do, or the most amazing things that you could accomplish for yourself? Write it as if it's already happened. Feel into it. Spend your time. Give yourself an hour to do it. Ask ChatGPT and see what pieces of it you want to take and what pieces of it you want to write from your heart. It's okay to get inspiration from somewhere if you don't know what you want to write down. But once you actually do, make sure that you're the one that's feeling into those things. This is the problem that I sometimes have with affirmations that are like, I'm beautiful, I'm thin, I'm this. Your body doesn't know the difference between something you say as a joke about yourself and something you say seriously. So you can say, I'm so thin, I'm so pretty. But if inside you're saying, I am a disgusting pig, your brain is going to believe the one that you believe, and your body is going to hold on to the one that you believe. So you better be telling yourself things that you can actually believe, which is why I think when it comes to affirmations, yes, get some inspiration if you want to. And when I say affirmations, I'm using it in the context of us being able to write some sort of an affirmation about what we want to happen in 2025. But use it as an opportunity. Use it as a chance to say, I believe that this can happen and I'm going to write about it. I believe that this could happen and I'm going to assume that it's going to happen for me. But you have to actually believe it to some degree. If you don't believe it at all, you're going to have a lot harder time actually thinking that it can come true. And you're going to have a lot harder time actually assuming, oh, if I write this down, it's going to go in one ear and out the other and I'm not even feeling into this. So therefore, when you come back to it, it just is a bunch of blah on a page. That's definitely not going to help you actually manifest anything. So those are a few things that I really loved when I was looking up, like, how do I prepare for the next year? I loved the audit. Another thing that I found that I just thought was so cool and so fun, and this is something you can absolutely do with your kids, is this idea of a bingo card for your life. Who doesn't love bingo? Ah, so fun. Who doesn't love to win, realistically? I mean, I think I like to win, but I'm not good at games, so I just have accepted that I'm not good at games and I rarely win. Bingo, though, is something that you could absolutely customize to your life and you could have so much fun with it. So something that you could do if you want to have a little bit more fun and not take as much time as something like manifesting your vision board or something like writing yourself a letter in the past tense. If those all feel like too much work and even just listening to it kind of makes you feel like, ugh, I totally understand. And you don't want to go through the process of doing something that feels like work versus feels like fun. And the thing that I love so much about this idea of this 2025 bingo card is that you print something out that's a bingo card, or you make one from the store, and then you get to write down all of the things that you would want to happen for you in 2025. And go big with them. Don't do ones like, oh, I'm going to go to work every day. Okay, boring. We all know that. Do something that's big. I'm going to have my dream vacation in Costa Rica. I'm going to go on a wellness retreat abroad. I'm going to do one solo trip to wine country for 2 days. Like, write some of those things that feel really good. I'm going to finish 31 books. Like, this year, I think I finished 28 books. And my goal, I think, was 25, because last year I read 21 books. So, like, heck yes, I finished and set one of those goals. And even though I didn't read as much as I honestly wanted to this year, surprisingly, I did not think that I was going to surpass that goal. So I'm really happy for myself. And so use that to create that bingo card for you and put it somewhere that you can see. But you can even maybe build it online if you want to build it on Canva or something to give yourself something to more easily do online. But the reason why so many people say that writing things down helps them come to life a little bit more easier is because it takes so much more thought. I can type so fast. Sometimes I type so fast that I say things without really thinking about them, or I send things without totally thinking about them because I'm typing faster than my body and my mind are actually taking the time to catch up with what I'm even trying to type out. And when it comes to these exercises, you want to give it a little bit more thought. I also think that being able to sit in meditation on the last day of the year is super, super powerful. And it's something that I'm very much looking forward to doing either tonight or the next day. But knowing especially that in astrology, this year is meant to be a big year for Gemini, both sun, rising, and ascendant. I'm a Gemini sun, a Gemini moon, and a Gemini via zodiac sign. So not that I'm feeling a lot of pressure per se, but there are a lot of things that I can take advantage of next year if I tune into them a little bit more. So I would give yourself a moment to meditate before or after you do any of these activities, just to allow yourself the opportunity to sit in stillness with yourself and be thankful. There are some things that I just see on social media these days that I feel like are A, just so terrible that our human condition is totally suffering, and some people in particular. I don't like seeing those things at all. It hurts my heart. We've had so much war and so much just sadness spreading across how people treat each other. I hope that all of that has been for some sort of purpose of awakening where we can all more collectively come together in consciousness to be kind to one another, to help one another, to see the goodness in humanity, and to practice what we freaking preach a little bit more. So many people want to do well. So many people want to meditate. So many people want to get in shape. And I, for one, am, especially because I'm a Gemini, so new shiny thing, new shiny thing, it's hard for me to stick to certain patterns. Because once I find something I think I might like better, I kind of throw my old pattern out the door in favor of my new pattern. And then I stick to that pattern for a little bit, and then I get bored and I want to try something else. So I think creating a sense of normalcy for yourself and having ownership over how you want to live is something that you should absolutely be thinking about for 2025. What would it look like to take ownership? What would it look like to do the things that you really want to do? What would it look like for you to feel proud and accomplished at the end of the year and feel like, damn, I killed it this year. I did so many things. I stepped out of my comfort zone. I promised myself I would do certain things. We don't talk enough about loyalty to ourselves. I think we talk a lot about friends. Are our friends loyal? No new friends, etc. But I very rarely hear people talking about being loyal to themselves. And that is something that I definitely want to do more of in 2025. I think I did a great job in 2024 of being a little bit more loyal to myself and not feeling as afraid to say something like, that sounds really fun, but I just don't have the energy for that tonight. Or I don't think that I'm going to end up feeling good about myself the next day. And luckily, every time, for the most part, when I said that to someone that cared about me and that I cared about and showed respect in being loyal to what I knew I truly wanted, we ended up either shifting plans, no big problem, or I just didn't go. And that was that. And it's actually not as painful as you think that it might be. It actually might make you feel so dang good about yourself that you were able to be loyal to yourself and what you really want. Human design helped me do that so much. I dedicated a lot of time in 2024 to human design, but nowhere near the amount of time that I wish I would have spent. And so for 2025, I really want to amp up my Golden Hour with Kylie site and blog a little bit more. I've been doing so much on the podcast, but I haven't actually been doing a lot of blogging on my site. And Golden Hour with Kylie is the site I specifically created for human design readings, for me to have an opportunity to talk about the things I've learned about human design, to share those things with other people, to use it for content that I can put on something like TikTok. And I haven't done it nearly at all because it felt like such a heavy task. But it's something that I consistently have felt like, man, I regret that I didn't put a little bit more time into that because I have so much content on the top of my head, so much content that I put towards the podcast but then I'm not reusing it anywhere. So finding a way to actually do some of those things that you say you want to do and doing it in a way that makes you feel happy, passionate, and that you have fun with. I think that's something that I want more of in 2025 is just fun. And one thing that I did for my wedding was I thought about what are the three keywords, if we had to do like a word cloud, that I want people to come out of our wedding saying. And I almost wish that I would have had someone who could recorded this for me at the end of the night to say like, what are the three keywords that come to mind from this wedding tonight, just so I could have looked back on it. But they were fun, family, and love. And those might sound pretty basic because honestly they are, but not every wedding is fun. Not every wedding feels like, wow, that's a family that loves each other. That's a family that respects each other. That's a family that's so happy to have more family members brought together by this event. And love, obviously most weddings have love, but do you feel it? Do you feel that everyone that's there is happy for that couple? Do you feel that the love emanating from those two couple is real, is gonna last, is authentic? That is something that you can't buy and that you can't pay for. And those were the things that I wanted guests to take away from our wedding. And honestly, if I had to look back, I would say that we pretty much killed it on most of those fronts. So as you're looking into 2025 and thinking about what can I do to help myself find something to accomplish this year, I don't totally love the thorn in the rose because it feels too small sometimes for some of the big things that people bring up. The thorn in the rose feels like a difficult way to actually take a catalog of what happened and then be able to change something about a future outcome or acknowledge something that you could have done differently to help yourself establish a different equilibrium during that process or during that low or during that high. So as you're thinking about 2025 and all of the things that you want to manifest for yourself, give yourself credit through your audit by taking a look at all of the amazing things that you ended up doing the year before. Because that is the piece that we don't give ourselves enough credit for. That is the piece that we are not paying attention to when we're starting to think through all of our goals for the next year. Before you start setting all new goals, don't forget all the steps that you took to get to this point of being able to even set up any new goals. You're still here. You're here for a reason. You're doing something for a reason. And if this last year was just you surviving without much goal setting, that is A-O freaking K. Surviving is half of the battle, if not the whole battle for some. So if surviving is enough, and this year you might be able to set some sort of goal for yourself outside of just survive, then hell yeah, because you made it. That's what you needed to do last year. This year, you did survive. So what's next? I hope that you can think through what you want to do with this next year in a way that empowers you, in a way that makes you feel accomplished, in a way that sets you up to be the most loyal to yourself, because at the end of the day, we go alone. Sorry, I know that's kind of dark. But you don't want to be laying there at the end of your life thinking, I wish I would have done more of this. Just do it. Yes, time is relative, but it's also so precious. And the only one that you will ever feel abandoned their dream or their goal that could have done something about it is you. So do it. Let 2025 be that year. Be that girl. Do that thing. Get it done. Get it started. Get it moving. You can do it. And the whole Kylie Says community believes in you. And I believe in you. And if that's all you needed to hear today, then hell yeah. I'm so excited for the year ahead because I, for one, feel very hopeful. I feel like there's so much at my fingertips. I feel like I'm just on the precipice of being able to like crack the nut into something that's going to make me feel super fulfilled. And I'm so glad that I've done the work to get here to be able to actually recognize that shift change and that step change in life, which I might not have been able to realize if I didn't have so much time that was clear-minded, so much time that was spent with family, so much time that wasn't just me out there filling my mind with other things like social media or drinks or whatever the case may be. So for next year, make that the year that you show up for yourself in whatever way feels best. You don't have to show up big. You don't have to show up small. You just have to show up. Happy New Year.